ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are reading from Canto 7, Chapter 1 of Srimad Bhagavatam, text number 24. Sa tad abhimanena danda parushyor yatha vaishamyam iha bhutanam mamaham iti parthiva. To a translation, Himsa Angresh La Prabhupada. Translation. My dear King, the conditioned soul being in the bodily conception of life, consider his body to be his self and considers everything in relationship with the body to be his. Because he has this wrong conception of life, he is subjected to dualities like praise and chastisement. Purport. Only when a conditioned soul accepts the body as himself does he feel the effects of chastisement or praise. Then he determines one person to be his enemy and another his friend, and wants to chastise the enemy and welcome the friend. This creation of friends and enemies is a result of one's bodily conception of life. Seeking the blessings of all the devotees, praying I may serve you by speaking something on Srimad Bhagavatam. So today we are continuing our narration. In sixth canto ended with the narration of Diti and Indra. And it was explained that how Lord Krishna appears again and again just to protect Indra, demigods or devotees, and to annihilate the demons. So this created a doubt in the mind of Maharaj Parikshit, that how is it possible? Krishna is samoham sarvabhuteshu, he is equal to everyone. But how he can be partial? He is favoring the demigods and is killing the demons. So he presented his doubt in front of Shukdev Goswami. And Shukdev Goswami, very analytically, he explained how Krishna is actually impartial. And just to substantiate his understanding, he quoted a history where the same doubt was there in the mind of Maharaj Yudhishthir, and he clarified his doubt by asking it to Shripad Narad Muni. So here the interesting thing is, I was just thinking that Maharaj Parikshit doubt is that why Krishna is partial? He should behave equally with the devotees and with the demons. He should not kill the demons. Why is killing the demons? And what was Maharaj Yudhishthir's doubt? His doubt was that devotees or transcendentalists, they go through so many austerities. They perform yam, niyam, asan, dharan, pratyahar, all this process they go through. And what they are not able to achieve through all that, a demon like Shishupal achieved. How Krishna, he could not understand that point. So both doubts were different kinds of doubts. So then he presented his doubt to Narad Muni. And Narad Muni, we saw yesterday that he's telling Yudhishthira Maharaj that, O King, blasphemy and praise, chastisement and respect are experienced because of ignorance. The body of the conditioned soul is planned by the Lord for suffering in the material world through the agency of the external energy. So he's saying that, O King, even though Krishna sometimes appears partial, he is not partial. Because he is not attached to praises and he is not detached or is not averse to chastisement. And only a person who is attached to praises and who is averse to chastisement, he is partial. And because these qualities doesn't there in Lord, so he is not partial. But actually, if we see, Lord is partial. Why? Because Lord is not a machine. A machine is impartial. If you take a gun, gun is impartial. Even if a gun is in the hand of a terrorist, it works. Or it is in the hand of a soldier, it works. A computer is impartial. You take any dead thing, that is impartial. But that is not the glory. That is not something great about it. But because Krishna is not a machine, he is partial. But his partiality is not like partiality in this material world. In this material world, partiality is based on I and mine, as it is explained in today's verse. Partiality is pervading, all pervading actually. In this material world, of course, partiality is there everywhere. But even in spiritual world, partiality is there. How? First of all, we see how this material world, people say, why God is partial? No, you go everywhere. Partiality is there. You go in train. Do we ever ask, why some people are given facility to travel in first class train and some are given in second class train? No. We understand. Because they paid more money. Why the prices of gold is higher than the price of iron? Someone can say, this metal is available 20 rupees kg. And gold is available at 9 lakh rupees per kg. Why it is? Why partiality? Why discrimination? So in every field of our activity, we see that partiality is there. And even in spiritual world, partiality, or you can say discrimination is there. There are 5 rasas. It is not that everything is one. No, there are 5 rasas. Krishna reciprocates in different 5 rasas. And among all the rasas, there are hierarchies. Just like in Madhure Ras, there is hierarchy. There are different manjaris and gopis. And among all, Radharani is superior. She is topmost. So we see that partiality is always there. And expecting impartiality is another kind of impersonalism. That everything should be one. Everyone should behave, very monotonously. No. That is, in one sense, that is impartiality. Lord is not partial because in him there is no concept of I and mine. But someone can say that how can you say that this concept is not there? I and mine concept is not there in Krishna. It may be. Possibility is there. So Prabhupada gives very simple logic. In one of his lectures, I was hearing someone arguing that Krishna's dealing with the gopis as, illicit. So Prabhupada gave a very simple logic. Prabhupada said that to attain Krishna, one has to give up illicit sex. To attain Krishna, one has to give up intoxication, meat eating and gambling. If to achieve someone, you have to give up all these things, how is it possible that that person indulges in these activities? Very common logic, very simple logic. So similarly, if to achieve Krishna, we have to give up the mentality of I and mine, then how is it possible that these I and mine quality is there in Krishna? It's not possible. But partiality appears. It appears that Krishna is partial. But he is not. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Just like we have our body. We love each and every part of our body. Isn't it? Each and every part of our body is so dear to us. We care, we nourish. But when a part is diseased, we have to remove that part. Isn't it? For the welfare of the entire body, we have to remove that. So similarly, when a person is diseased in his consciousness, in his mentality, in his activities, then there is a need to remove that person. So that appears partiality. But that is ultimately Krishna's compassion. because Krishna stops that living entity to commit further offenses and further sins. Otherwise, he'll go to hell. So it appears partiality. And why it appears partiality? Why it appears partiality? Sometimes it appears, even devotees also feel that why Krishna is partial. Because of our attachments, Krishna appears partial. Because we are attached to certain things, certain ideas, we think that Krishna is partial. And because we are attached to certain situations, and when we don't get those things, then we blame others, we complain, and we criticize. To the degree we are blaming Krishna or others, or complaining, or criticizing, we cannot actually perceive how Krishna is impartial. Not only Krishna is not impartial, if we stop blaming others, if we stop criticizing, if we stop complaining, we'll understand that Krishna is most dear friend of my mind. What to speak of Krishna is partial or Krishna is not impartial? No. Krishna is ready to become our servant. Krishna is ready to do anything for us. So, but because we are attached to a few things. Few weeks before, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he made a very beautiful statement in Sunday in morning Bhagavatam class. He said, if we are blaming others, then we lose the opportunity to see Krishna within. Very small statement, but so important in our spiritual lives. Till the time we are blaming others, whatever happening in our life, maybe good or bad, someone is doing something, we are expecting something, is nothing happening. Practically, every day in our life, we come across frustrations. When our expectations doesn't come true, so it's natural to blame someone, to complain, to criticize. But we lose the opportunity to see Krishna within. And we think that Krishna is partial. Our mind becomes so narrow, our consciousness becomes so narrow, that we are not able to see things beyond that. There is a small story which depicts the points very beautifully. Once there was a king, and he had a pet animal, pet bird, eagle. So wherever he used to go, he used to take this eagle with him. And one day, he went to the forest for hunting. After a long time, he became very thirsty. He searched for water here and there, but couldn't find anything. And after a long time, he saw that from a cliff, very drops, one drop of water was falling. He became very happy. He immediately kept his pot under the water, and within a few minutes, the pot was full. But as soon as he started to drink that water, the eagle snatched that pot and threw it. He became very disturbed. Why? Why my pet animal? I am dying of thirst, and why is behaving like this? Again, he thought, okay, I'll put it again. He kept it again. Again, it filled. But again, as soon as he started to drink it, eagle came and again threw it. He became so disturbed. After 4 or 5 times, he thought, this eagle is in between my sense gratification. And he killed the eagle. But then he saw the water stopped coming. And then when he went up to the cliff, he saw that, of course, there was little water which was coming down. But in the water, there was a dead snake. But he could not see that because he was obsessed by the thirst, mode of passion. When we are in mode of passion, we are not able to see. Our perception is not clear. Our vision is not clear. But to speak of ordinary personality, even the devotees, like the Pandavas, and the Pandavas were in forest. Once they were also very thirsty. And Yudhishthira Maharaj sent Sahadev. He said, okay, go. There is one person, he climbed the tree and saw far away there was a water pond. So So Yudhishthira Maharaj told Sahadev, you go and get the water for us. Sahadev went. We know the story, how one yaksha stopped him. He said, first you have to answer my questions, then only you can touch the water, otherwise you'll be killed. He didn't care, he died. He didn't return back. Yudhishthira Maharaj was worried. He sent Nakul. Nakul saw that his son was, his brother was lying dead in front of him. And yaksha said that if you don't answer my question, you'll be killed like your brother. So first answer my question, then only touch the water. But he was so much obsessed with thirst, he was also dead. What to speak of him? Then Arjun came, then Bhima came. But ultimately when Maharaj Yudhishthira came, who represent mode of goodness, he could understand that if I take decision like my brothers, I'll also be dead. So similarly, when we are attached to few things, then what happens? Devotees appear partial. Even the spiritual master appear partial. That why is spiritual master behaving partially? Krishna appear partial, but they are not partial. It's our attitude, it's our attachment, which make them appear partial. And who actually accuses Krishna to be partial? It's also very interesting. Atheists or non-devotees or demons, first of all, they do not follow Krishna's instructions, and they create trouble in others' life, in universe. And on the top, they blame Krishna that Krishna is partial. See, on the other hand, the devotees, they dedicate their entire life to Krishna, and even though they serve so faithfully, when problem comes in their life, they never blame Krishna. Although they have all the reasons to blame Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj could have blamed Krishna very easily. That, oh Krishna, why are you giving so much a problem to me? I am trying to serve you so faithfully, so with so much of determination. But why are you behaving like this? Pandavas could have blamed Krishna. From the very beginning of their life till the time of Kurukshetra war, they were going through so many problems, one after another. But they never blamed Krishna. Never complained Krishna. You can see practically any devotee's life. You will find this principle of not blaming, not complaining, not criticizing. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam, this crest jewel of all the verses is, Nectar of Devotion says that this is one of the most important shlokas of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tatte nukampam susumikshamana bhunjane vatmatitam vipakam. That when problems comes in our life, we don't point out our finger to someone else or some situations. No, it is because of me only, because of my past misdeed. So we have to broaden our vision to see that how Krishna is not partial and Krishna is my best friend. And for that, we have to be free from the attachments. We have to be free from mode of passion and come to the level of mode of goodness. In this material world, we see that Prabhupada in the purport is explaining about friends and enemies. Most of the times we are attached to our ideas. We think that this is good and this is bad. We are attached to what we think good and we become averse to what we think bad. And as soon as that thing changes, our understanding also changes. Because this is not based on absolute reality. It's not based on absolute truth. Prabhupada is mentioning about enemies and friends. How in this material world, our dealings, we are very much concerned, who is my enemy? Bhagavata also explains in the 15th or I think 16th chapter, demonic qualities. What is a demonic mentality? Oh, this is my friend and this is my enemy. I have already killed so much of my enemies, and these enemies are remaining, and in due course of time I'll kill them. This is duality. And if we are on the platform of duality, that this is good, this is bad, how we can understand the absolute truth? Who has such fine emotions and sentiments? not possible. The only thing we do at the time is simply blame Krishna that you are partial. So, in this material world, relationships are based on our self-centeredness. We are self-centered. You scratch my back, I scratch your back. Whoever is giving me sense gratification, he is my friend. Whoever is not giving me sense gratification, he is my enemy. This is the understanding. And relationships breaks very easily because of self-centeredness. Beautiful pastime comes in Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, which elaborate this point very beautifully. 4th canto begins with the narration of Daksha Prajapati's Yajna. And we all know the story, but I'll give a little background. That Daksha was Prajapati, and he was performing a fire sacrifice, big sacrifice. He invited everyone. But he had some enmity. He was somehow or other he was envious. And actually I was thinking, why Daksha was envious of Lord Shiva? It's an amazing thing, you know. Generally we are envious of someone who is more beautiful than us. Of course, Lord Shiva was, from a material point of view, he was not beautiful. He was not having wealth. He was in like living like a mendicant, you know, kind of, in today's language, kind of hippie or zombie, kind of that kind of person. But why he was envious? Then I thought maybe because he was envious of his renunciation. Because renunciation is also opulence. So when we see that this person is, oh, he is more renunciant than me. So that actually shows our attachment and shows our attachment to our sense gratification. Then we become envious. Oh, I'm not able to renounce and this person is able to renounce. So that generates envy. So Lord Shiva, Daksha was envious of Lord Shiva. And he offended Lord Shiva because of his envy. And after some time, he was conducting another fire sacrifice. He invited all the demigods, but this time he didn't invite Lord Shiva. But Sati, the daughter of Lord Shiva, she wanted to go to that sacrifice. She had strong desire. Oh, my sister is going, my brother-in-laws are going, everyone is going on the plane, flying. And they were dressed so beautifully. So, please let me go. Lord Shiva warned her, don't go. Otherwise, it will be very difficult for you to tolerate my insult. But nonetheless, she went. And there, when she went, she saw that Daksha is completely envious of Lord Shiva. He is blaspheming Lord Shiva. She became very disturbed. She could not tolerate the blasphemy of her husband. And she generated fire from her body and burned herself there in front of everyone. So in that purport, in one of the purports, Prabhupada writes, very beautiful. Beautiful how material, what is material relationship actually? One purport actually sums up what is material relationship. This is 4.4.8, Prabhupada's purport. Sati did not accept the greetings offered by her sisters and mother, for she was not at all satisfied by her father's silence. Sati was the youngest child of Daksha, and she knew that she was his pet. Generally, the youngest child was the pet of the parents, especially she was a girl, and she was very much dear to Daksha. But now, because of her association with Lord Shiva, Daksha forgot all his affection for his daughter, and this very much aggrieved her. The material bodily conception is so polluted that even upon slight provocation, all our relationships of love and affection are nullified. Bodily relationships are so transient that even though one is affectionate towards someone in bodily relationship, a slight provocation terminates the intimacy. Slight provocation. Something happens, okay, you go your way, I go my way. We can see nowadays, you know, there is something happens and relationship is broken. And why the relationship is broken? Because of attachment. And attachment to sensual pleasure. And Prabhupada make this point in another purport, same chapter, verse number 30. Prabhupada writes, persons who are too sexually inclined and materialistic become so hard-hearted because of a slight loss of prestige that they can tolerate even the death of their children. So this is material relationship. It is not based on love. It is based on lust. It is based on attachment to sense gratification. It's not love. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains the definition of love. I think in the purport of the verse, Kamendriya Priti Vamcha Tar Kamendriya Priti Vamcha Tar Bale Kam Krishnendriya Priti Vamcha Dhare Premanam. I think in this verse, in the purport of this verse, Prabhupada quotes some of the scriptures and gives a definition of love. And it says that even if there are hundreds and thousands of reasons for breaking down a relationship, I have hundreds of reasons that I should break my relationship with you. But still, if relationship continues, that is love. It is not that small thing happened and we break our relationship. No. But in this material world, relationships are very, very flickery. Very, very temporary. A few months before, we were in Mayapur. And His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Pund Maharaj were talking, he was answering our questions. So one devotee asked a question about relationship, love in this material world. So Maharaj made a very beautiful statement that what is the basis of relationship? He said that in material world, everyone is attached to some experiences in his life, which he want to experience. And anyone who provides those experiences, we think that he's my friend. We are attached to few experiences. Okay, if I come to temple, someone should greet me like this. If I'm eating prasadam and I like sweet, anyone who gives me sweet is my friend. So we are attached to few experiences in life. And anyone who facilitates those experiences, we think that he's my friend. And all other enemy. So this is material relationships. In Mahabharata, this story comes when after the Pandavas' educations were complete, they were giving a kind of examination, you know, presentation, that how much you have learned from your guru. So everyone was presenting, and when Arjuna came, and when he showed his prowess, everyone was, you know, wonderstruck, and Duryodhana became so envious that how he can be, you know, great, he can be more, he can be better than us. And then suddenly, in the arena, Karna entered. And he said, stop. Before giving your judgment that who is the topmost warrior, please let me also present my skills. But then Pandavas, they objected. That, no, you are not a Kshatriya. You are from a Shudra family. Therefore, you are no match for us. And immediately, because Duryodhan, he saw that here is a person, Pandavas are my enemy, and here is a person, Karna, who can help me fighting against the Pandavas. Immediately he said, I offer the kingdom of Anga to Karna. And he made him Angaraj immediately. And he said, now you are a Kshatriya. Now you can show your skills. So this is, as soon as we think, oh, this is my enemy. And those who can fight against my enemies, they are my friends. This is the basic principle of friendship in this material world. Actually, there is no love. There is no love in this material world. In the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj, Suruchi was thinking that I love my husband so much, you know. And Uttanapada was thinking that, oh, Suruchi loves me so much. But Uttanapada didn't know that Suruchi loves me only because I am the king. I am supplying her some sense of gratification. And Suruchi didn't understand that actually Uttanapada doesn't love me because I am supplying some sense of gratification. He is loving me. So in ignorance, both were in ignorance. They were thinking, no, he loves me. She loves me. But there is no love. They were in ignorance. And their son, what was his name? Suruchi-san? Uttam. He was also thinking that my parents love me. No. Actually, parents also doesn't love their children. And now it is very obvious to see that how actually even parents doesn't love their children. Because they are about mothers themselves, they kill their children in their womb. And one of my cousin, he is younger to me. So, he had first daughter. And after a few years when I went home, my mother told me that actually, again second time, they were like, daughter was there, but they aborted. Third time, again daughter was there, they aborted. And fourth time, there was a son, male child. So now the son is born. The parents think that, oh, I love my son so much, you know. But what is that love? And son and the child thinks, oh, my parents love me so much. But they don't know that he was saved because he got a male body. Had he had female body, he was also aborted. He would have also been aborted by their parents. So this is material relationship, material love. Anyone who comes in between my sense of gratification, I have to kill him. But what is spiritual consciousness? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave spiritual consciousness. Ashilishva padartam pinashtumam darshanatmar mahatam karotuva. Yatha tatha avididhatu lampato mat prananatha tu saivanapara. In materialistic consciousness, whoever comes in between our sense gratification, we think that he is my enemy. And in spiritual consciousness, even if our enemy is serving Krishna, we treat him as friend. Because our goal of our life is to serve Krishna. So in this verse of Ashrishya Padartham, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mood of Srimati Radharani, is trying to say that Krishna, there may be some gopis, and I don't like those gopis. But if those gopis are serving you very nicely, then I'm ready to become maid servant of those gopis. But in material consciousness, even friends become enemy. As soon as slight provocation, our friends become enemy. So, this is Prabhupada is trying to say in this verse that because of attachment, because of ignorance, because of bodily conception, I and mine, we think that this is my enemy, this is my friend. Lord Jesus says in Bible, beautiful passage, he says that that it is commonly said that an eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. But then Jesus says, no. If someone slaps you on your right cheek, offer your left also. If someone takes your cloak, offer your coat also. He says, because Lord is equal to everyone. Just like rains are being poured over on the oceans, on the mountains, on land. So similarly, God is also impartial. So we have to become like that, impartial to everyone in our dealings. And we can see the devotees also. The proof that God is not partial is that he has made the process to achieve him so easy. Anyone can achieve. Even the Shudras. Therefore, yesterday on Monday, Srimad Bhagavatam class, Prabhupada was explaining that Striyo Vaishya Tata Sudra Tepe Yanti Param Gatim. Anyone can attain Krishna. And yesterday, Prabhu was explaining about Jagai and Madhai. That Jagai and Madhai, they were kind of demons. But they were also delivered. So because Krishna has given process so simple and he has made himself so easily approachable, it shows that Krishna is not partial. But because of duality, it appears. And because of duality, we are attached to praises and we become averse to chastisement. And although this verse explains that God is not attached to the praises and averse to chastisement, but if we look more deeply into Krishna's life, we understand that Krishna is affected by praises and by chastisement. When Varahadev appeared and he was fighting with Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakashipu started blaspheming Lord like anything. And Bhagavatam explains that Lord Vara felt hurt. He felt hurt. He was affected. When Washerman was criticizing Lord Ramchandra, he was affected. Otherwise, how could he behave? How could he react? When Shishupal was criticizing Lord, he was affected. Otherwise, why he behaved? Unless you are affected, there is no change in your emotions. There is no change in your activities. Because you are affected positively or negatively, there is some change in our activities. So Lord was affected. And when Lord is praised, he is also affected. When Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami were glorifying the Lord, Namo Mahavadanyaya, he felt so happiness in his heart. He felt joy. But the difference of Krishna's affected by chastisement and praise is different from ours being affected. When we are chastised, we feel envy. We feel egoistic. We want to destroy. We want to anger. Anger comes. Dhruva Maharaj, so angry. But when Lord is chastised, or when the devotees are chastised, they feel compassion. Varadev felt hurt because he was thinking, oh, he is my part and parcel. How degraded he became. He was feeling compassion. When Haridas Thakur was beaten up in 22 marketplaces, he was feeling compassion. When Jesus Christ was being hanged, he was feeling compassion. Oh God, please forgive them. They know not what they do. He was feeling compassion. And when we are praised, we become proud. It's natural. We think, oh, I'm so great. Then we are praised. But when Krishna is praised, when God is praised, when devotees are praised, only humility comes. And they become more generous, magnanimous. They want to give you. They shower mercy. They become compassionate. So this is the difference between when we are praised and we are chastised, and when God is praised and God is chastised. But God is affected. God is not a stone. There is no emotion. No. God is affected. In the life of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can see he has exhibited such fine emotions and sentiments, which is practically unparalleled in the history. So God is affected by emotions when we chastise or when we praise. Therefore, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he read that particular part of Prabhupada's poem, which Prabhupada offered in the glorification of Srila Siddhanta Saraswati, that absolute sentient, thou was proved, impersonal calamities, thou was removed. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur became very, very happy. Because that is our main Siddhanta, that Krishna is a person. If you are thinking that, oh, Krishna is not a person, Krishna is not affected by praise or chastisement, and let me do anything. No. If we misbehave, Krishna is affected. Krishna doesn't like that we misbehave. So similarly, when we misbehave, we have to understand that it is not pleasing to Krishna. And when we behave, we should understand that Krishna is pleased. So in this way, we have to understand the concept of friends and enemies. That although we are, because we are spirit soul, this is part of our nature. We cannot remove it. Naturally, we are attached to some things. We are detached. We are averse to some things. But artificially, we cannot remove it. There is a process given by Krishna himself. And we can dovetail our this propensity of attachment and aversion. That can be done. We cannot artificially just throw it away. And how to dovetail this tendency of aversion and attachment is explained by Srila Rupa Goswami. Anukulase sankalpa, pratikulase varjana. We should be attached to those things which are anukul for Krishna consciousness. Rupa Goswami explains, utsaha nishchadhyare tat karma pravartanat. Enthusiasm, determination, good sadhana, good behavior. We should be attached. We should be attached to good association. And we should avoid, or we should be averse to bad association. Atyahar, prayas, prajalpa, niyamagraha, bad association. We should be averse to all these things. And if we just dovetail our tendencies in Krishna consciousness, and slowly, slowly, when we experience the purification, will become our consciousness will not remain narrow, simply on I and mine. It will expand to we. Okay, not I and mine, but we, our. And then automatically we'll become free from this duality of this material world, in which we feel happy when someone praises us, or we feel unhappy when someone chastises us. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Anyone has any question or comment? Yes, Prabhu.
When Krishna is killing the demons, you said it is because of his compassion. He kills Shishupal and everything. So he feels that with all his compassion he kills them. And when we perceive it, that is that because of envy. When we retaliate, it is because of envy. Right? So means in the beginning you said that Krishna is partial because he is, everybody is partial and everyone is partial, God kingdom.
But in the end,
you concluded that
in the spiritual world, partiality is not based on the principle of sense gratification. Partiality is based on Krishna's happiness. In spiritual world, there are two groups for serving Krishna in conjugal relationship. So it appears that there is enmity of one group. You know, there is some enviousness. But ultimately, it is explained in the scriptures that enmity is also based on the pleasure of Krishna. Because Krishna wants two groups. Because that gives Krishna more pleasure. Because there is, you know, some fight. Someone is trying to pull Krishna here, someone is trying to pull Krishna there. So Krishna enjoys that. And because Krishna wants to enjoy that particular kind of rasa, so it becomes the service of the gopis to provide that rasa to Krishna. So it is not based, okay, I like this. No. As soon as one gopi will see, okay, Krishna is more happy with that gopi, so that gopi is ready to serve Krishna in that way. So the principle is based on Krishna's pleasure, not my pleasure. But in material world, partiality is based on my pleasure. Whoever is giving happiness to me, is pleasing to me, he is my friend. Otherwise, everyone is my enemy. Okay? Granthashrimad Bhagavatam ki, Shila Prabhupada ki.